Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I haven't found Ryan Clark saying this. But ML football, so I don't know. I haven't found the audio of it. But a lot of people have jumped on this thing, and I just am not sure. I don't want to attribute to Ryan Clark when I don't have. I saw ML football, and I've seen other shows talking about the
fact
that
you're going to have to mute ML football.
I have to mute that. ML football says Ryan Clark says that Lamar Jackson is the first authentic black quarterback. and
they had a big argument. I was reading about that, and
what, Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, Cam Newton, Doug Williams.
Ryan is really, I'll be honest with
Warren
you.
Warren Moon.
I think Ryan is just
what?
It's the first. I've heard the sentiment before. It's been explained to me like
Mike
the
Vick?
word is more. Yeah, I think Mike Vick is one that if you
Randall
point
Cunningham
to
Cunningham too.
I think it's more culturally. There was not as much cultural stuff going on in the 80s and then early 90s. Michael Vick is easily, from a cultural standpoint, he was an icon. So if Ryan Clark said that, and by the way, like you said, I mean, that's I assume he said it somewhere because that account is usually an aggregating account, but I didn't spend too much time. It sounds like something Ryan Clark would say.
Well, he also just said this morning that he said Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers have underachieved in their careers.
Now, he and Aaron Rodgers
of their potential.
He and Aaron Rodgers go at it a lot.
Yeah.
So, right off the bat, I mean, Ryan Clark, I've never seen a player with as much beef with people as Ryan Clark has. And he's involved in so many things. Like, it's just crazy.
Awful Announcing went through it, and they've determined that that is not what he said. He has never said black quarterback.
See, this is why you got to mute ML football, John. That account is literally an ass account. It's cheeks, it's buns, it's whatever you want to say.
But he did say that he's underappreciated, that Lamar Jackson is underappreciated.
Okay. Well, that's an opinion, but yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem.
But do you agree that Aaron Rodgers has underachieved and Mike Tomlin has underachieved because of their potential?
I always think that I think his potential, I think he's won multiple MVPs. I don't really think so. I know the arguments you could make. If I wanted to make the argument, I'd say look at him in some of the postseason games where they've been favorites. That's the argument I would make. But, you know, you also have to go, like, it's a fine line because for some people we argue that they don't have anything around them. Then for others we say, you know, well, you're this good, you should raise everyone up with you. And it's so we're not consistent. A lot of people aren't consistent with their arguments. They have certain They have certain itineraries for certain players, and then they change it for another player. I think Aaron Rodgers has had pretty good players around him. I think he has elevated. I think he's made some average players better with his play. I think he's achieved. I think anytime you win a Super Bowl, it's incredible. Peyton Manning won one until he won the second, which basically, you know, was he played bad most of the year. And then he happened to have had a defense that was absolutely incredible. So he ended up getting his second. Drew Brees has one Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers has two, right? Two wins?
Aaron Rodgers has one.
He has one. Okay, he got that against Ben.
Against Ben.
Did he get to a second one?
No.
So he's just gotten a one.
He's been to several, at least a couple NFC title games, but not the second Super Bowl.
I mean, you can make an argument that you feel like he should have gone to more. He should have gone to another Super Bowl. I'm okay with that. I think in terms of his play, I don't think he's underachieved.
All right. Well, okay. So this brings us to Stephen A. Smith, who
solitaire.
He was.
He got caught playing solitaire in the middle of the NBA Finals. An Indiana fan. And then Stephen A. Smith had to address it. He's like, first of all of you need to know that was a timeout in the game. That was at halftime. And then the lady showed another video where the game was literally being played, and then she zoomed down and showed, that was a lie.
Yeah, right. So he said this. He said Giannis Antetokounmpo is an underachiever if he doesn't win another title. And here is Jay Williams, who will no longer be with ESPN, because this is what he had to say about
Stephen
A.
Well, hold on. Dell needs some.
Oh.
Dell was saying stretch. So you got to look for the visual clues.
I'm not looking at him. I don't want to look at Dell. Stephen
A has decided that, man, the takes at ESPN
are
so.
You're a great player and you only win one, you're an underachiever.
That was one of your worst takes I've heard in a long time, man. That was horrible. Mm-hmm. I had to, you know, like I'm the little brother that has this filled with the venom sometimes when you and I go at each other, and it's all love because it's always love. But I think we really need to do a better job of reframing some of these conversations, right? And if you were to say that the franchise, the Milwaukee Bucks, have underachieved or are the biggest underachievers with the talent of Giannis, fair. But a guy who has a 50-point closeout game, a guy who's never chased any of these dream team scenarios, a guy who is a finals MVP, a guy who's a multi-time all-star, all NBA, all everything, global face of the game, the fact that he brought an NBA championship to Milwaukee in the midst of the fire that he did, to call him an underachiever, I just think is an asinine comment.
All right.
Because
I thank you, Jay Williams. ESPN just put it out. Jay Williams no longer works here because he disagreed with Stephen A. Smith.
By the way, it was his fifth year. It was his fifth year when he took off. Now, I'm not saying Jalen Green is obviously Giannis, but Giannis came in the league when he was 19.
No,
that's
not what
I'm. No. Don't. No. Let me say, his fifth year is when he took off and became who he's going to be. To act like Jalen Green is stuck in neutral for the rest of his career may be a mistake. It may be a mistake. What I'm saying is he's never going to average he actually may average the amount of points that Giannis. I mean, actually, he probably will average the amount of points that Giannis average. He won't have the rebounds. He's not as going to be as impactful, any of that stuff. But Giannis averaged 6.8, 12.7, 16.9, 22.9. And then in year five, when he was 23 years old, he averaged 26.9. And from that moment forward, when he was 23 years old, he's averaged a double-double for the rest of his career, and not a small double-double. We're talking about the lowest point scored is that year, 26.9. The lowest rebounds is that year, 10. And that was when he was 23 years old. He's only gotten better. Giannis, I mean, first of all, thank you to Jay Williams. This is a mechanism of today's click culture, of today's hot take culture. It is a big problem at ESPN, where they simply say things that generate, you know, they it's why so many players hate that station, that TV show now, is because they say things. They determine that you are a failure or not a failure based on their own definitions of success. And I'm all for debates about stuff, but they do it all the time. It's okay to have that kind of debate every once in a while. That's all the show is now. It's all the show is
hot takes.
Is, yeah, I mean, just outrageous, outlandish stuff. Giannis Antetokounmpo, two-time MVP. Two other times he's finished third in the MVP. He's been Defensive Player of the Year. This dude shoots 60 over – this guy shoots over 60% from the field for his career. He's at 59-4 for his career. For his career. I mean, that's just – thank you. I'm glad Jay Williams said what he said, because I'm just getting so tired of all this stuff. It's so ridiculous the way they come after. You know, we used to hear about some with John Elway. John, when he didn't win a Super Bowl, John Elway took a lot of bullets for how his teams got blown out in Super Bowls until he won one. Charles Barkley had to deal with crap, and to this day, him and John Stockton and Karl Malone. But we don't doubt his greatness. We don't think he necessarily underachieved. He played in the era of Michael Jordan. You know, as soon as you get a title,
era, though,
remember when you got a title and it was done?
NBA champion every year.
But seriously, do you remember when you got a title and you were good? Like you didn't catch any more bullets. You accomplished. Here's two guys, Aaron Rodgers and Giannis, that they're having these. You know, people have brought these.
Well, Jokic better watch himself too.
Yeah. I mean, Jokic is literally putting up numbers that will
sucks.
And but you know what? How many titles does he have?
He's got the one.
That's not enough.
And he did it against a team who was an 8 seed,
enough.
Which lessens the title's value
not
more. He better pick it up and win another one.
Oh, this conversation will be had about him next year, for sure. Have we overhyped Jokic? And we're literally watching him do things that no one has ever done in basketball. But they'll go back to the one title, and that'll be the discussion.
And he's playing the result of what Giannis became. Giannis was the 15th pick overall, skinny dude who no one had ever heard of, and this is what he's become.
Yeah.
I don't know how you go from his beginnings to underachiever, considering we've got multiple-time MVP, finals MVP, NBA champion.
This is never projected for him, like you said.
Never, never. No one, unless your name was Fran Fischella, you probably didn't know he existed. A kid coming over from Europe to play. And now, because of what he's done, what he's accomplished, now he's, at least in Stephen A's eyes, he's got to win another one or he's underachieved.
Do you think Stephen A actually believes that?
I'm not sure.
Do you think that's for TV, John?
He's an entertainer.
He might.
So I'm not sure.
But he's a very sensitive guy, and he's not going to like Jay Williams framing it like that. One of your worst takes ever, or whatever he said. That's still going to hurt Stephen A's feeling. He didn't even like the fact that a video got out of him playing solitaire, which it isn't a great look in the middle of a game of the finals.
No, it's not. That's something I do. Only I don't play solitaire. Yeah. I'd have been doing.
Thank God no one's got me in brick break yet.
Right. Time for me to talk about. We're talking about basketball. Let's talk about the Pro Dunk goal. Pro Dunk goal is the best goal that's ever been made, period. That's Keith Tate, his son. They are doing things that, you know, just the other companies can't do. They can't have the same quality that the Pro Dunk goal has. They can't have the same technology where you raise and lower the goal with a push of a button. Back in the day, we had a crank. You had to crank the goal up and down. Not anymore, these kids. They just push a button. And look at now they just push a button. Oh, these kids these days. They don't even have to crank their goal up and down like we did. That's okay, because the technology will probably get even better. But it's unrustable, it's unbreakable, it's all the uns the Pro Dunk has. Unbelievable is one of them, too. You're looking for the best goal in the history of goals, ProDunk.com. The kids want to play, Dad. They want to be able to dunk, they want to be able to get it up to the goal, especially if you got little kids and they want to play basketball, they ain't hitting a 10-foot goal. You get them the Pro Dunk goal that you can raise and lower. ProDunk.com, ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. We got Bill on the line. Let's get him in here right away. Hey, Bill.
Hey guys. I'm not real big on a Durant trade, but my question, my comments are just looking at this team. You're ready to break it up, where we all acknowledge, and it's fact, that they've only had 1 year of professional NBA coaching. This is their first year they've been in the league as far as being able to be coached. So we don't know what these players are going to do. But watching the game last night, and this is, that's just a comment, watching the game last night, could Reed Shepherd ever develop into T.J. McConnell?
Oh, yeah. I think he could be more impactful than T.J. McConnell.
Well, first of all, Bill, they've had Ime for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is his second year. Yeah, okay, second year. Yeah. But we've seen progression, yes. Thank you.
T.J. McConnell, to me, John, is shooting very low. T.J. McConnell's not a good perimeter shooter. That's why they fall underneath. I mean, he hit some yesterday, but everyone guards him. They come underneath. They allow him to shoot. They want him to shoot there. And usually he doesn't shoot a whole lot from there. He had a nice game yesterday. Reed Shepard's got a chance to be a much more impactful player. It's the reason he was a third pick. Like, he can really shoot it. He can work off the dribble. I think Reed Shepard's going to end up being a good player. He wasn't ready last year. The Rockets were better than expected. He's got to play a more physical game. You know, Ime requires more from you than just slappy defense out on the top. I mean, he wasn't ready. That's why they got to play him this year.
I got another question right quick. Is it just the body language with Cam Whitmore?
I think the defense might be a problem.
I don't think he's taking coaching very well, honestly.
that was the deal out of Villanova. And he didn't take the coaching. He should be able to play defense. It's just more than anything to me on the sideline. He's got that sour face and everything, which may be just body language. And before I leave, right quick, Lance, Pete was all of that. And you wonder if he'd have even made it to the NBA if his coach hadn't been pressed.
Thank you. Thank God Press Maravich let him shoot 40 times a game.
Oh, yeah. He would have averaged 50 a game.
What did you say, Bill?
He played with plumbers.
Yeah.
I was in school down there and went over one time when LSU played Tulane. Now, this is something, when black people go to see a white boy play in New Orleans in 1967.
It's the ultimate compliment.
He's coming down. Huh?
It's the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, he's coming down court yelling fall back when he's bringing the ball up.
Yeah.
And as far as assists, he was with plumbers. He was nailing guys in the paint, dead in their hands. And you watch these big sloppers drop them.
I believe that. He could really pass. He had great vision. That's why many people call him the original white chocolate.
No one calls
him. Can you imagine what he would have done on a mixtape tour with the professor? Pete was just born too early. He could have been on mixtape tours.
All the dimes he would have dropped Escalade?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Half man, half amazing.
Yeah, him and Rafer.
Oh, no. That was actually Vince Carter.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Skip to Malou.
Oh, my God. Rafer and Pete Maravich in the same backcourt on a Mountain Dew Red Alert tour or whatever.
Whatever they called their tours.
Oh, man. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Appreciate it, Bill.
He went and saw that white boy play.
He did.
Play
and
with
said,
plumbers.
Wow.
He admitted
it. He was fantastic, plumber player. He was fantastic, too.
He didn't know if he'd get to the pros if his dad wasn't Press Maravich.
I just saw a tweet by somebody. Okay, it's going to be – you could – okay. Reed and Fred, Jalen and Cam, Amen and Tari, Dylan and Jabari, Shingun and Adams.
Wait, what are we – oh, you're doing a depth
that
chart?
Could be your that's your team.
Oh, depth chart,
that's
okay.
They're 10 deep. Is that good enough?
Might be.
Good enough for what?
I don't know. Well, I mean,
how
about winning a series? How about getting to the Western Conference?
That same team beat Oklahoma City 2 out of 5 times. They won 2, they lost 3. Oklahoma City is better than that team for sure. No doubt. If you got to be honest about it. I don't know. Everyone's going to keep getting better. Most of these guys are in the upward stage of their career. They'll keep getting better. But you know what? That's the youngest team in conference finals history over there for Oklahoma City. So that's the thing that makes you a little nervous. Is like, I mean, you should keep getting better. Guess who else is getting better? Jalen Williams. Jalen Williams is still getting better. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is still on an upward trajectory with his career. Chet Holmgren is still on the upward trajectory based on his age and where he is in his game. You know, you're judging everything based on Oklahoma City, but the reality is there's a lot of tough teams over in the West, so I don't know. I don't know if the Rockets are one of those tough teams. No one wanted to see the Rockets last year, but the fact is they became a self-check in the playoffs. You know, once it turns into where they got a score, you know, it was a little grimy.
Well,
actually, it's a little grimy in the playoffs, but you lost
to
a not very good Golden State
team. No one wanted to see the Rockets? Okay, would you rather see – they were the second seed. Would you rather see them or Oklahoma City?
No, obviously
them
Oklahoma.
Them or Denver?
Them.
Them or
– You think this Rocket team pushes Oklahoma City to 7 like Denver did?
I don't know. Mm-mm. I don't know because here's why. Like I said, they have a guy who can defend SGA.
Who?
And Amen Thompson. I mean, they can make his life a little tougher. One of the things that you'll see is Indiana has, you know, Indiana has, I'm just going to say this.
The
Indiana
Rockets would not score against Oklahoma City. Lou Dort would put everyone in the torture chamber.
That's a problem.
They would not score.
Yeah, the problem is you would get to a point where 100 might be the winning score.
You'd put Caruso on Alpi and it's over.
All right.
Then we
No. You insulted him a little bit. Well, you got a little out of order yourself.
If you're willing to say Podzemski, that.
If Podzemski could cover him, Alex Caruso could cover
him. Then he's got to catch the bullets, too, with Jalen Green. If you believe that, then he should catch as many bullets
did.
As Jalen Green. No, he didn't. He didn't catch as many bullets as Jalen. Not even close.
No. I'm saying he did. Podzemski took
he care gave him. He gave him a little bit. Well, it's because he started so high with his, like, he's not working from the low post much anymore. He doesn't just get the ball and then go with the – like, he doesn't have a classic jump hook. So, the comparisons to Olajuwon, teams have figured out we don't have to jump with Alpi. He's not an elevator. He's not going to rise up. So, you just stay on the floor and don't go for his fakes. Where he's best is when he starts high and then he takes you down and he gives you a spin dribble, stays in rhythm, and makes a shot. But when he starts doing a bunch of fakes, that's when he gets himself in trouble now.
Or misses the shot, All right, we got a break, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, like Bill, thanks for the call. Thanks for all our calls today. Anybody wants in, come on, we'll get you in. HR&P is what we're talking about now. I'm talking about your business being better. I'm talking about, you know, you got an obligation to your people to be the best that you can be. A lot of people are depending on you. If you have a business, we got to put food on the table. You're feeding a lot of families. Congratulations, nice job. That is great. But make sure that you're able to continue that. Make sure that you're doing the best job that you possibly can. Make sure you're making as much money as you possibly can. And HR&P can help you do that. They can streamline your business with their HR, with their payroll. You're not in that business. They are. You think you could do it as well as they can? You can't. You can't. So why not use them to streamline your payroll, your HR, your taxes, all your benefits packages? They can help you do all of that. They don't do benefits packages, but they recommend. And what's best for your company, as opposed to the admin companies that force you to take their benefits packages. And that's where they're making their money on you, okay? Are you streamlined? Are you making as much as you possibly can? It's about the bottom line. HRP will help you get there. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here with us? 713-780-3776. John and Lance, along with Dell here. We got a little more time here, so let's go. Let's go. Get in here with us. Whatever you want to talk about, you are more than welcome to get in here. And once again, we're going to be downtown Friday. Want you to get on over there. We are going to be at the Downtown Aquarium, big Ferris wheel, Downtown Aquarium from 12 till 6 on Friday. Sign up to win those e-bikes. $4,000 value. All you have to do is sign up, and you could possibly win.
See what John did there? Team guy. He said we when he meant the shows.
You are a team guy. Team guy.
No one's ever said you're not.
Well.
Now, he's not even going to be at the station Thursday, Friday.
He's not even in the city.
Not even in the city.
I'm not going to be on the shows.
He won't even be available.
But I'm still a part. I'm just a team guy. I'm just a cog.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I feel like
I'm just a cog.
That's never how you viewed yourself. At least not my impression.
He's just a cog.
He's just a cog in the wheel.
Cog to the machine, that's all.
Mm-hmm. That's all. That's all. And got to keep that wheel moving. Got to keep rolling. That's
so right. The wheel stop when you're not available? Why aren't you available?
The wheels on the bus go round and round. With or without Dell, no one is more important than the team.
You're making yourself more important than the show by not being available.
You
set yourself aside.
No, I have to. Sometimes you have to step back. I can't try to do too much.
Ah.
Okay?
What's the last time you tried to do too much?
If you try to do too much, Dell, then you're not going to be your best. So
the only thing you do too much of is drinking.
You take what they give you.
You don't.
And they gave me days off.
You do too much drinking, but other than that.
And golf.
Yeah.
Well, if they give you golf, you take it.
You take that, too.
And that's what I will be doing.
You'll be drinking and golfing.
Yes.
On a work day.
Well, yeah, but
Lance, you've got. Don't we have a couple guest hosts coming in?
Yeah. So I usually would force Dell to work 5 hours, but he does.
I work 5 hours either way.
He does a good job when he co-hosts.
John, you're stop it. John, you work 2.5 barely.
You have to stop. You have to stop.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
You quit on this show at about 9:30 every morning.
We're not really counting. News of the
all
weird.
He does is, Lance and Dell,
would you want to get attacked by a robot that pees in your mouth?
Are you
What? No. No, I don't want a robot that pees in my mouth.
He just asks us ridiculous questions and asks us if we would want to be involved. And
would
you
want to have
back.
A teacher attack you and try to auction you off? No. No, we don't want this. Would you want a shark to bite your nipple and then vomit blood all over your sister? No, I don't know why that story is including me. Just tell the story.
Find out.
Tell the story. Move to the next story.
No,
stop asking us.
He reads the headline, asks us the question, and then moves on. That's a segment. He barely works.
Are you kidding me? I'm doing research nightly.
Research?
On this thing.
You've got a little page you go to, look at a headline, and ask us a question.
That's kind of the accurate.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
He just looks at the prep sheet. What's
right
it called?
Now,
I forgot what it's called.
What's that prep sheet called?
But either way, you're not forcing me to work.
The locker room. There it is.
But we've got a couple guys coming in, right?
Yeah, so Will Kunkel is going to be in on Thursday. I mean, this guy's been tied in with the sports stuff forever. Not forever here in Houston, but Will's a good dude. I met him had a beer with him at the combine. Sorry to see him go at 26. They're kind of reducing that position, but he's around. He's actually, we credential him in football, so he's going to be around the Texans getting intel for us, getting sound for us, and I'm going to have him in on Thursday along with Dell. And then Michael Connor, my old friend from was my producer years ago, did a show on this station. Michael Connor is going to now has a flight license. He's in the middle of getting his flight license, pilot's license, not flight license. So he's going to come in with me and talk a little bit on Friday as well. There's a really interesting topic that I may save for Thursday because it's kind of
what?
Well,
what? I get attacked all the time for allegedly holding things back.
Well,
listen to him.
He's playing
in your face, John.
No, but
his new partner, Will Kunkel.
Yeah.
Playing right in your face.
Me and Will Kunkel could talk about
Let me tell you why. I don't think you care about this topic, John. And I want to – I think Dell would care about this. Alexi Lalas.
I do care about this topic.
Okay, you know what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I want to save it for Thursday.
Don't let John ruin it. Don't let John ruin it.
You wouldn't let John ruin that topic.
What? Okay, I'm looking it up right now, and I'm going to bring it up.
He just thinks there's – he thinks maybe there's too much diversity in U.S. soccer.
In U.S. soccer.
But
ooh,
it's yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Now the headline
is a little
is salacious,
yeah.
But it's not really what you think. But it is an interesting topic because it does get to the fact that, you know, sometimes a lot of diversity leads to a lot of schools of thought, and it leads to an inability to get on the same page. And I think that's what he's getting at here with U.S. soccer. They're not on the same page where you're having a homogenous culture. Spain, whatever, for the most part, a homogenous culture. You have a homogenous way of thinking about how soccer should be played. And I think that's what, and he makes an interesting point, something that I had never given a lot of thought. So we'll talk about that because that's, it's kind of interesting. It spills over into cultural stuff beyond sports now when you think about the globalization of the, you know, of the world and different countries right now and how they're struggling because of assimilation or whatever. Or non-assimilation, whatever the case may be. In soccer, it is an interesting, you know, that is one sport where they have different ways of playing soccer. And he talks about it based on ethnicity, based on geography, based on whatever. There's different viewpoints, vantage points of what's beautiful in soccer, what the beautiful game is. It's an interesting thought. I'm not close enough to soccer to...
So he's not about DEI. He doesn't want inclusion.
That's not, like I said.
That's how it comes off. But if I'm shooting Alexi Lalas bail, which I don't like doing, we would say, like, when we talk about the sports we talk about quite a bit on this show, what's this team's identity?
Yeah. And, he uses diversity, meaning diversity and there's multiple schools of thought.
Yeah.
And what he's – yeah. And there's not a real – is that accurate, Dell?
Yeah. I think
they don't
that's
have an identity?
When I went and read more about – what he said, I believe that's what he's getting at. But you throw the word diversity, considering his stance.
Diversity is a bad word, probably.
Considering his stances politically, he's going to catch it. People are going to immediately go, "Shut up, Alexi." I'll have to hear the whole thing. But yeah, we talk about it here. What's this team play like? Who are they at their core? And I think that's what he's referring to. But I don't know if he's going to get that type of leeway just
that
word.
You know, this was supposed to. I just chalked it up to 2022, all right, you know, they had a small little run here, but they'll get better, and the next team will be even better. And now I'm starting to hear the rumbling starting to be that this team may not only not even be better, it may be the same or not even as good, moving into a World Cup that's going to be at our, like, the only World Cup I'll ever have a chance to go to, and I'm going to try to get to a match. I mean, is this really going to be, and of course, I don't even know if it'll be a U.S. match, but... it'll just be whatever's here in the States. Here's in at Houston, I should say. So it probably won't even be the U.S. But, I'm not a – I don't know. I'm kind of bummed out. Like, we're never factors. Never.
Well, we'll see what kind of –
we're the Portland Trailblazers of international soccer.
We'll see what kind of tickets my wife can get. So maybe you'll come to L.A. and watch a game.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Well, currently that team – the U.S. team is playing in the Gold Cup, not the team full of players we would expect for a World Cup.
Yeah, so we shouldn't pay attention to the Gold Cup.
You
right?
might, well, I mean, if you want to see some young guys and maybe a guy develops and maybe that player becomes a contributor
in a
year possibly. Okay. I mean, if they play well in the Gold Cup, there might be a spot. As you talked about, the team isn't exactly.
Do we have a Lamine Yamal on our team?
No, we do not.
Oh, okay.
If we did, we would know about it already.
Damn it.
Yeah.
We do not have a Lamine Yamal.
I was hoping we had a secret Lamine Yamal that maybe played football in
you know,
somewhere.
The best
in
we can hope for is a young
Georgia.
Maybe there's a young Michael Bradley before he turned into the Bradley Whoa. We remember. Maybe Whoa. There's the good one, the good young one. Maybe there's one
Why don't
of those.
Why do we take a guy like Denzel Burke who can't cover man-to-man coverage at Ohio State,
not
but
this.
He's big and fast, and why don't we turn him into a winger running forward
can
and not have to flip his hips?
He control a soccer ball?
I'm assuming.
Well, maybe that would be neat.
He's
that,
a cornerback. He probably
we'd have yeah, to figure that can. Out first.
Probably can.
How long does that take? Two
It'd
months.
Take a couple months
to become a world class player. Is what you're asking?
Yeah.
Four
well,
months.
Well, Lance can get ready for a marathon in a couple months.
No, marathon's too hard. But most things, I saw somebody doing this bike riding on this mountain where you could almost fall off and hurt yourself. And I even said, honestly, it'd take like 4 months to be able to do most of that stuff.
What about getting 26 yards in a game? You could do that.
Well, off coverage and they're playing zone.
A week.
Remember, he said he can get four for 26.
Especially if I have gloves.
As long as he's not pressed, is
four
what he
for
said.
26. Yeah, now you're not
no
allowed
press
to press
coverage.
Me.
That's illegal.
No man coverage and no press coverage. I'm strictly a zone beater. See, this is why I'm being realistic.
What about match coverage? Can you beat match?
I don't love it.
Yeah,
because typically they're going to guard me, man.
Okay.
So I'm pretty much just the zone beater at this point. So see, I'm realistic about what I could do. 426. It'd be harder to. There's not as much zone being played near the goal line, so it'd be harder for me to score touchdowns.
So you think you can put together a Stephon Diggs first quarter?
If they gave me a jet sweep, I could get 1 yard for a touchdown.
You're
because
not.
Because they're not. They're not going to see it coming, and all
cut it out.
Plant a foot and die forward for a yard.
You're
in a jet sweep.
Okay.
You're
now,
not
fourth and one,
something.
I could score on a jet
how
sweep.
How slow.
Oh, my God. That's something
that
I have
take.
To see is you running a jet sweep. Oh, my God.
How long
God.
Would that handoff take from him coming out of the slot to getting to the quarterback
that's
to take
part of,
the handoff?
You know what they could do with me? Is I run and they think it's going slow, and then the one where they double back the other way and the corner's already hauling ass to get to the
an
other side of the
orbit motion you
an
think you
orbit
could pull
motion,
off?
Yes.
You can't pull off an orbit motion.
I could pull. You're talking orbit goes over the top. I mean just that straight, you know, back and forth. I don't want to do orbit. That's too much movement.
No chance.
Yeah, that might be. The whole thing might be too much. You going in motion might be too much movement.
He would get tired.
Not if I have been working
he
on it
he couldn't even get his uniform
months.
On. The helmet would be too tight, and he would say he's out.
Oh,
my head.
Wait, pulling the jersey over his shoulder pads.
Too tight. Someone could do that for him, but
claustrophobia.
But the minute he tries to put his helmet on, he's out. Hurts my ear.
Why is it so tight? Well, it's trying to get. Don't want you to get CTE. I'm only going for one jet sweep and four catches. I will go four. I'll probably miss one. So it'll be four for five, one drop.
On five
and
targets.
It's going to be contested.
Or
so.
A bad throw.
Yeah. If or it's CJ, no, it may be kind of a bad throw. He wasn't as accurate last year.
All right, let's break. 713-780-3776. You're listening to the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.